Good morning, Philip.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to you. Once again, it's time for the annual Garden in the Parks demonstrations that the Penn State University Master Gardeners make possible. And I'm glad to have you talking about it. Before I ask you for details, how did you get involved in gardening? I'm curious.
Gardening has been a passion of mine my whole life. It was a way to earn extra, allowance whenever I was a kid. But ever since then, it's just been something I've been doing. And it's a lot of fun to look at how plants interact with their environment and how humans interact with their plants. I studied botany in college, which really helped me, cement my interest.
Oh, I'll bet. Did you go to Penn State?
I was at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio.
And there are so many things about plants that we just don't know. I don't know. Have you read The Secret Life of Plants, that book?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The things, how plants respond and how you tend to them. I mean, there are definitely the scientific and biological actions taking place, but it's amazing how sort of plants and human beings form relationships. I won't say controversy, but different feelings about that. But the one thing I know is that gardening is really therapeutic and a way to be productive, too, in a simple way.
Absolutely. And gardening really promotes a healthy lifestyle in the fact that generally you're eating more vegetables. You're out and about and moving around. And, again, it's a physical activity. You're better able to control your diet. And, the vegetables are certainly fresher whenever you're picking a cherry tomato from your front porch.
Yeah, it is amazing how much you can tell. And my favorite example is always with peppers. You get a pepper and it's like, wow, the spiciness and the flavor really deteriorates from the moment it's picked. So if you're able to cook with one or eat one right after it's picked, you could really tell the difference. Now, the Master Gardeners are going to be on hand at North Park and South Park, and these are the Allegheny County parks, on August 18th, next Saturday, from 9 until 1 o'clock. And if you are an emerging gardener, or maybe you've been wanting to learn more about gardening, or maybe you're a pro, there will be something for you there. What kinds of activities do you have planned?
We welcome people of all gardening interests. We have, speaking of taste and tasting the difference, we have at both parks, we'll have garlic scape tasting. We will have tomato tasting and basil tasting, the different varieties of basil. You don't have to be a skilled gardener to be able to, put taste samples in your mouth, for sure. Both of our parks are simultaneous events. North Park is at the intersection of East Ingomar and Babcock at the Cannon, and South Park is at the intersection of Corrigan and McConkie.
And folks can just show up and learn and ask questions. There'll be people on hand. There's a bit of a knowledge base you have to learn before earning the title of Master Gardener, right?
Yeah, correct. To become a Master Gardener, you have to take 20 classes that start in October and end in April. By the way, we're still accepting applications for this upcoming class, until August 31st. Applications can be found online or at Garden in the Parks. And then you have to commit 50 volunteer hours your first year. And then after that, after your first year, after you graduate, it's 20 hours of volunteer time and 10 hours of continuing education. And in Allegheny County, we're blessed with the volunteers we have, because our average volunteer time per volunteer is 90 hours.
Wow. And can you take these classes at Penn State local campuses, or where are they offered?
We're at the Energy Innovation Center on the lower part of the hill across from PPG Paints Arena and the old Civic Arena site.
That's centrally, yeah, that's centrally located. And by the way, proud Penn State alumnus, Matt is listening in Blairsville right now, milking cows, and he wanted to mention he is on the Penn State Extension Council in Westmoreland County, and that the Master Gardeners are actually available in every Pennsylvania county. And he wanted us to make note of that, too. So if you're not in Allegheny County or can't come to that event, I'm sure you can get a hold of the Penn State Extension Council and find out where other counties are celebrating, too.
Absolutely. We have Master Gardener programs in all 67 counties of Pennsylvania. And you can find, depending on which county you are in, you can go to extension.psu.edu/, and then you put your county. So for us, it would be extension.psu.edu/Allegheny.
Mm-hmm.
And that will lead you to your local extension office.
Okay, so you could then just add any county you wish to find out more information. So that's great. And Matt's proud to be a part of that Extension Council and the work they do.
Well, I certainly appreciate Matt's work on that Extension Council and invite him to our Garden in the Park South Park. We will have Creamery ice cream there, Penn State Creamery ice cream there, if he'd like to come and see what the event's about and see taste some of our Creamery ice cream flavors. We bring Penn State Creamery ice cream in because it's, you know, Penn State, but also it enables us to talk about the importance of pollinators. There's not an ingredient in milk or in ice cream that does not rely on pollinators.
That's a good way to get people's attention.
yeah, I know. You're talking about stinging insects at 1 minute, or you're talking about ice cream on the other hand, and people pay attention to the ice cream for sure.
Well, I hope people will join you. We want to thank Marge of Brookline for helping to connect us. Garden in the Parks will take place on August 18th in Allegheny County, 9-1 at North and South Park. And you can go to the website we mentioned a minute ago to find out about other counties. Philip, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry, for having me. And the only other thing we have is the Master Gardeners of South Park faced a little bit of flooding early in the year. The garden still turned out beautifully. We have three speakers at South Park that are going to talk about water management in a home landscape. And they start at 10, and the last speaker starts at noon.
Sounds good. And thank you again for being with us today.